You will hear an interview with a man called Ben Chadwick, who is a mathematician, talking about the work he does. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer, A, B or C. You now have 1 minute to look at part four.
Today, we're talking to mathematician Ben Chadwick about a possible connection between maths and music. First, Ben, tell us what it's like being a professional mathematician.
Well, it's a bit of a conversation stopper. People tend not to know what a professional mathematician does on a daily basis, and they rarely know how to respond. Inevitably, they assume that I must be a teacher, which has never been the case. What I do is research, testing theories. When I say this, some people look uneasy, as if they're worried I'm about to ask them some complex mathematical question.
Now, could you explain the theory that maths and music are linked?
The idea is that if you play classical music to young children, they'll become good not only at music, but at maths too. I guess the theory came about because of the idea that you have to be able to count in order to play a rhythm. Unfortunately, some people are scared of maths because they think it's hard. If they can help their children succeed without them having to put in too much effort, they'll go along with anything they think might work, and who can blame them, really?
What's your personal opinion about the maths music theory?
Well, I don't think it can be as simple as just listening to music to improve your marks in maths. Both maths and music deal with abstract structures, so I believe that what connects the two is being good at dealing with abstract structures. This is where the connection comes in. But it isn't the one many people believe it to be.
Can you prove, for example, that mathematicians are better than other people at music?
I'm going to do a study on this. If you look at someone who becomes a professional mathematician, they probably come from a family who believe in academic study, which includes learning music. There seems little point comparing mathematicians to everyone else, as not much would be proved. If you've studied both subjects seriously, you're bound to be better at them than people who haven't.
I've read that mathematicians who are musicians are attracted to the piano more than other instruments. Why is that, do you think?
I'm writing a paper about that, and my personal belief is that they like listening to music that appears to have a particular set of patterns in it. What remains to be seen is whether they are collectively likely to prefer playing the music of particular composers. I'll look forward to that discovery.
Is there a connection between maths and languages?
Languages deal with abstract structures too, such as grammar. Grammar seems a bit like maths, building up blocks of meaning, which is why no one's surprised that a mathematician might also be a good linguist. Because music is more emotional and anyone can enjoy it, it appears to have less in common with maths, so a connection between them seems fascinating, unlike the connection between maths and other subjects, like science.
And finally, what is it that you love so much about maths?
Good question. It was the one subject I could get 100% in, and I didn't have to work too hard at it. By the time I realised that wasn't always the case, I'd invested years of study in maths and had developed a love for the theoretical aspects of the subject. It isn't so much that I want to prove people wrong, I just want to prove a theory right.
Now you will hear part four again.
Today we're talking to mathematician Ben Chadwick about a possible connection between maths and music. First, Ben, tell us what it's like being a professional mathematician.
Well, it's a bit of a conversation stopper. People tend not to know what a professional mathematician does on a daily basis, and they rarely know how to respond. Inevitably, they assume that I must be a teacher, which has never been the case. What I do is research, testing theories. When I say this, some people look uneasy, as if they're worried I'm about to ask them some complex mathematical question.
Now, could you explain the theory that maths and music are linked?
The idea is that if you play classical music to young children, they'll become good not only at music, but at maths too. I guess the theory came about because of the idea that you have to be able to count in order to play a rhythm. Unfortunately, some people are scared of maths because they think it's hard. If they can help their children succeed without them having to put in too much effort, they'll go along with anything they think might work. And who can blame them, really?
What's your personal opinion about the maths-music theory?
Well, I don't think it can be as simple as just listening to music to improve your marks in maths. Both maths and music deal with abstract structures, so I believe that what connects the two is being good at dealing with abstract structures. This is where the connection comes in, but it isn't the one many people believe it to be.
Can you prove, for example, that mathematicians are better than other people at music?
I'm going to do a study on this. If you look at someone who becomes a professional mathematician, they probably come from a family who believe in academic study, which includes learning music. There seems little point comparing mathematicians to everyone else, as not much would be proved. If you've studied both subjects seriously, you're bound to be better at them than people who haven't.
I've read that mathematicians who are musicians are attracted to the piano more than other instruments. Why is that, do you think?
I'm writing a paper about that, and my personal belief is that they like listening to music that appears to have a particular set of patterns in it. What remains to be seen is whether they are collectively likely to prefer playing the music of particular composers. I'll look forward to that discovery.
Is there a connection between maths and languages?
Languages deal with abstract structures too, such as grammar. Grammar seems a bit like maths, building up blocks of meaning, which is why no one's surprised that a mathematician might also be a good linguist. Because music is more emotional and anyone can enjoy it, it appears to have less in common with maths. So a connection between them seems fascinating, unlike the connection between maths and other subjects, like science.
And finally, what is it that you love so much about maths?
Good question. It was the one subject I could get 100% in, and I didn't have to work too hard at it. By the time I realised that wasn't always the case, I'd invested years of study in maths and had developed a love for the theoretical aspects of the subject. It isn't so much that I want to prove people wrong, I just want to prove a theory right.
That is the end of part 4.